This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KDNIDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for January 1st, 2026. As we turn the calendar to a new year, ARRL is launching a year-long celebration that puts a spotlight squarely where it belongs, on radio clubs. Beginning January 1st, 2026, ARRL officially recognizes the Year of the Club, an initiative designated by the ARRL Board of Directors to honor the vital role clubs play in sustaining, growing, and energizing amateur radio. Radio clubs are the backbone of ARRL and of the amateur radio service itself. For countless hams, a club is the first welcoming doorway into a hobby, a place to learn, to operate, to build, and to belong. Clubs create opportunities for mentoring, public service, technical exploration, and lifelong friendships. Simply put, when clubs thrive, amateur radio thrives. Throughout 2026, all ARRL-affiliated clubs are invited to participate in special programs, operating events, and recognition opportunities designed to celebrate club accomplishments and inspire new ideas. ARRL will be rolling out initiatives focused on supporting club growth, strengthening activities, and recognizing clubs that help expand ARRL membership or reach significant milestones, including 100 years of ARRL affiliation. There are new ways to celebrate and compete. Two exciting contests are already underway to kick off the Year of the Club, highlighting how clubs connect with members and the broader community. Details for entering the ARRL Club Newsletter Contest and the ARRL Club Website Contest are available now, with a shared submission deadline of January 30th, 2026 at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The ARRL Club Newsletter Contest recognizes that newsletters are often the heartbeat of a club, sharing news and keeping members connected and involved. Does your radio club have a great website that supports club members but also attracts attention for your club? Well, then consider entering the ARRL Club Website Contest. In preparation for the Year of the Club, ARRL has launched a new club's website, offering a modernized, accessible hub for affiliated clubs, prospective clubs, and individual hams looking to get involved with a club. That site brings together information about club benefits, locations, resources, and ARRL affiliation all in one place. The message for 2026 is clear. Celebrate what your radio club already does well. Try something new and be radioactive. Whether your club is small or large, new or nearing a century as an ARRL affiliated club, the Year of the Club is an invitation to connect, innovate, and share your story. Follow all of the club programming for the year at clubs.arrl.org, Year of the Club, and make a 2026 year to remember for your club, for ARRL, and for amateur radio. Read more about it at arrl.org. There is now an easier way for ham radio experimenters to secure a static IP address specifically designated for amateur radio use. ARDC, the Amateur Radio Digital Communications Organization, has introduced 44Net Connect, which it describes as a service that makes it easy for hams to begin using 44Net IPv4 addresses through a simple, modern setup. ARDC is best known as a foundation making grants to help fund amateur radio and/or digital communications technology, but this original mission was, and still is, to administer Internet Network 44, also known as 44Net or AMPRNet. This is a group of Internet addresses from 44.0.0.0/9 to 44.128.0.0/10, and it was set aside for amateur radio use when the Internet was first being organized back in the 1980s. According to ARDC, 44Net Connect uses modern, secure WireGuard networking that's already supported by many popular routers, including Netgear and TP-Link, and it works across a wide range of devices from desktop computers and phones to tiny Raspberry Pis. All in all, says ARDC, 44Net Connect makes 44Net more accessible and fun, helping more people experiment with networking amateur radio and digital communications technologies. More information and instructions for accessing the system are available on the ARDC website, 44Net Connect page. There are now four new section managers taking on the top volunteer leadership role in the ARRL field organization on January 1st, 2026. Brett Steeman, KD8SCL, has been appointed as the Ohio section manager to finish the term that will end September 30th, 2026. Mike Corey, KL1U, has been appointed to the ARRL Rhode Island section manager position, completing the term that will end June 30th, 2027. Corey has been serving as the assistant section manager and public information coordinator. Ralph Katz, AA8RK, will become the ARRL Section Manager of Michigan with a term ending June 30th, 2028. Katz of Ann Arbor, Michigan, was the only nominee for the position during the most recent election cycle. Keith Elliott, W6KME of Newberry Park, California, will be the Santa Barbara Section Manager through June 30th, 2028. He was the sole nominee during the most recent election cycle. The ARRL field organization is divided into 71 sections and is comprised of more than 60,000 volunteers among ARRL's membership. ARRL has awarded a $5,000 Colvin Award grant to the Delta X-Ray Group, organizers of the upcoming 3Y0KD expedition to Bouvet Island, scheduled for February and March of 2026. Bouvet is a remote island in the Southern Ocean, populated only by seals and penguins, and known for treacherous weather and surf conditions. It is a territory of Norway, and nearly all of it is covered by glaciers. Two camps are planned, according to team leaders, operating all HF bands, with one camp focusing on high band propagation to North America when conditions allow. Plans call for the team to leave for Bouvet from Cape Town, South Africa, on February 1st. The team consists of 24 operators from 14 countries. The Colvin Award is funded by an endowment established by the legendary DX couple Lloyd Colvin, W6KG, now a silent key, and Iris Colvin, W6QL, a silent key as well. Other major financial support for the de-expedition has come from the Northern California DX Foundation, the International DX Association, and the German DX Foundation. You can read more about the expedition and the Colvin Award at ARRL.org. On December 21, 2025, amateur radio operator Dennis Zimbawa, KG4RUL, participated in the NPR program Away with Words. The show is for kids and designed to have fun with words on a radio program and a podcast about language. Zimbawa's word was Elmer, a term that's familiar to many amateur radio operators. You can listen to that segment on Away with Words on the Internet. Young amateur radio operators across the Americas are encouraged to apply for the 6th Youth on the Air Camp at youthontheair.org. The camp is scheduled to take place June 14th to the 19th, 2026 in Huntsville, Alabama, and will have a space theme. In addition to meeting other young hams, campers will participate in a variety of radio activities, including kit builds, contesting, and satellite operating. Licensed amateur radio operators ages 15 to 25 can apply. Priority application period is open now, ending on January 15th, with spaces being held for youth from various areas of North, Central, and South America. General applications will continue to be accepted until May 1st. Up to 50 campers may be accepted. The Huntsville, Alabama Radio Club, an ARRL-affiliated club, is the local host for the 2026 camp. ARDC, the Amateur Radio Digital Communications Foundation, awarded more than $4 million in grants in 2024, according to tax filings released in mid-November 2025. Grants range from multiple $1,000 donations to various organizations to help programs related to amateur radio and digital communications technology, to major grants to support things like the Courage Kenny Handyman Program, an organization supporting amateur radio and assistive technology for people with disabilities, the Association Civil Altermund in Cordoba, Argentina, to strengthen community mesh networks, the University of Victoria in British Columbia to create a modular cube satellite, and $507,500 to fund the ARDC scholarship managed by the ARRL Foundation Scholarship Program. The CW Operators Club, CW Ops, is now accepting nominations for the 2026 CW Ops Award for Advancing the Art of CW. Applications should be received by March 14, 2026. The award recognizes individuals, groups, or organizations that have made the greatest contributions towards advancing the art or practice of radio communications by Morse code. For details on how to nominate, visit cwops.org. The plaque will be presented at the Dayton Hamvention. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. We hope you had a wonderful New Year's and celebrated with some time on the air. As 2025 is behind us, we look forward to many more universities, colleges, and organizations building, testing, and launching their new satellites with even more interesting experiments on board. AMSAT is working on the Gulf program. AMSAT is also working on their education outreach for elementary, middle, and high school students. As there is no cost for a student under the age of 25 to join AMSAT, this is a great opportunity to stay in the know with email updates and news about satellites. Did you know that the LEO satellites, depending on their orbit, have a life expectancy from several months to around 5 to 7 years? In fact, as they are so small, they burn up very early in their reentry. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in Radio Sport this week, on January 1st, the ARRL Straight Key Night, that is CW. Also on January 1st, the AGB New Year's Snowball Contest, CW Phone and Digital. January 1st and the 2nd, Walk for the Bacon QRP Contest, that's CW. January 1st, the SARTG New Year RTTY Contest is digital. January 1st as well, the AGCW Happy New Year Contest, that's digital. January 1st, the IRTS 80 Meter Counties Contest, that's CW and Phone. And on January 3rd, ARRL Kids Day, CW Phone, and Digital. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions on January 10th, Ham Radio University, ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention, that's in Brookville, New York. January 16th through the 17th, the Southwest Florida Regional Ham Fest, ARRL Southern Florida Section Convention in Fort Myers, Florida. January 30th through the 31st, the Jackson, Mississippi Capital City Ham Fest, ARRL Mississippi State Convention, that's in Jackson, Mississippi. And remember to check the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Temple Amateur Radio Club in Temple, Texas, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. Happy New Year, 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.